Kate is with us. This is a great little story. Kate McGrath in Waterford. Hi, Kate. Good morning.
Morning, Eve. How are you?
Ah, sure. I'm grand. Thanks very much. And so the year that we're talking about here was 2000.
Yeah.
Not right. So yeah, that's 18 years ago now at this stage.
Don't say it like that.
And you were in first year in secondary school.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened.
So in first year, you had to be in the school choir. You know, you didn't get a choice.
Right.
So we were on a trip to Dublin. I can't remember why, but with the choir.
Right. It was probably going into a competition or something like that or whatever, yeah?
I don't think it actually was.
Oh. It's going shopping, really.
One of these things, anyway. So we were sitting on the bus anyway, and next thing there's a girl standing in the aisle of the bus with her Walkman.
Okay.
You know, and she has her headphones out, like, and people are kind of going up and listening with her the music, and you can kind of start to pick up what the song is.
So she was giving them one ear, and she had the other ear, and she was listening to this song standing
and
up there.
And people were like. Yeah. Taking turns, and I was there, who's this one, you know?
Yeah.
So I could hear the music, and it wasn't my typical kind of music, like, and that was grand. So the song was Maniac 2000, and
So, but this was obviously at a time when nobody had heard Maniac 2000. It went
nobody
on to be a huge
Maniac
hit, you know. Yeah. So
she had it on tape on her Walkman, and nobody else had heard it.
Right.
And like she's originally from Dublin, but she was in school down here.
Right.
And like, so she had the little accent and everything, you know. And I said, go with this one, like, with her tunes, you know. So the following week, anyway, the song ended up everywhere.
Yeah. Like, so she was basically Louis Walsh or something in drag.
I don't know. I just think she had the tape first. So then after that, like, her name's Emma. She ended up becoming my absolute best friend.
Good
but
God.
That's my very first memory of her. Like, standing there with her Walkman, sharing this music.
That was nice. What's that she was sharing it. Well, at least she wasn't saying, no, it's mine. So she wanted other people to hear it, which is good.
We didn't have the motorway from Waterford to Dublin then, so the bus trip was long, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's your official friendship anthem then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like, any time anywhere and you hear it, you get a text or a call, and it'll come down the phone, and that's it. Then you hang up again, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
kind
exactly.
You don't have to say anything.
So listen, you never told us what her name is.
Oh, Emma Brent.
Emma Brent. So Emma Brent, that's a lovely story. It really is. So this is your friendship anthem. Let's play it. And you do still see Emma, do you? Time to time.
Oh yeah, all the time.
All the time. Oh, very good. Listen, lovely talking to you. Kate, thank you very much for that. Let's play the song.
Me.
Cheers. Here we go.